from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Right in the butt.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
What an exciting time.
Super duper.
Wonderful.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Head coach.
Oh, my God.
What?
He jacked a granny.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow. America, yeah. Fat, uneducated, beer, yeah. Flags, yeah. Trucks, balls, yeah. Screw the beard, learned people, no. Yeah, flags, yeah. Trucks, balls, America, yeah. Fat, uneducated, beer, yeah. People, no.
Hey, in stereo.
It was in stereo. That's still one of my favorites. I love that so much.
I mean
much.
Every word of that, too.
So much.
Where did we go wrong? Somewhere around there, by the way.
Where? What do you mean?
Somewhere around
what flag. Are you talking about?
You know what I feel like has gotten lost in the shuffle recently?
Flag? What?
Oh, I wasn't potted up. Hold
what?
On.
Who, what?
Huh? He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Not as many butter hogs recently.
I do love a good butter hog.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of bitch.
There has been a lot of that.
Drops. Yeah. Hop on this jock.
Google me, bitch.
You freaking bitch. She is an aloof bitch. Freaking punch it, bitch. She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch.
I'm going to kick
what
your
is
ass,
up with that?
Bitch.
The return the call. That's great.
Resourceful little bitch.
It just makes me think of It's Always Sunny because they're always calling D like a dumb bitch, and it makes me laugh every single time.
So I've got several things here.
I like
we can cover
things.
This evening.
Cover
one what? Is that The Rock. I've got Rock news. You know The Rock. You know him,
I'm
Dwayne Johnson.
I'm familiar with The Rock.
He's supposed to be like this, you know, everything he touches turns to gold guy.
Apparently not everything. I think I know the story of which you speak.
Yeah. So we can get to that. I have boob news, but first...
I am an ignorant boob?
There is a hooker.
Oh.
And she is a high-class hooker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, escort.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted-up whore, too.
Is there a difference between a hooker and an escort?
Well, I just feel like escort is classier.
It's a classier term. Is the hooker more of like the on the street sort of thing? And then
correct.
The escort is. You
yes.
Know,
okay. Yes. This girl is high class. Her name is. She's 28 years old. Her name is Katia Cortez. And she lives in Sydney. And she is,
a lady of the evening.
If you were to spend some time with her, you probably wouldn't be bored. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I think I see her. Is this her on Instagram? That can't be her on Instagram. Sorry. There's another lady who looks very wholesome.
got wedding photos on there?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's... I doubt that's her, but...
She's 28, she's based in Sydney, and she has discovered that after years of working in the industry and banging all sorts of dudes, that she has ranked the top four professions for dudes who do it the best.
Yeah. Her website says that she's an Australian and worldwide high-end escort, international, FMTY, which I don't know what that means. But guessing that's the lingo.
So would you like to take some stabs at who bangs the best?
FMTY means fly me to you. So if you want her, you're paying for the airfare. You're flying her to you.
Okay. I guess she's well known. She won Australia's Best Female Companion. There's Hooker Awards in Australia at the AAIA Awards. I didn't know that was a thing. But like, I guess there's an esteemed panel. There you go. All right. One of the jobs. Because you said a couple of these were like no-brainers, right?
I mean, one of them certainly is. Well, I don't know. I don't know who does it well and who doesn't. I just know that from a male perspective, you know, when you do it with a hot... Mm-hmm. You would tend to say that that was better than when you did it with a fat.
Unless you like you like the butter hogs. All right, so we're gonna go.
I think some of this comes from. To give you a hint, some of what she's saying comes from. Just hotter people, right?
Yeah,
it's not necessarily profession.
All right, I'm gonna say dancer or model.
So that is wrong.
Okay.
That is not in the top four.
I guess firefighter?
That's pretty good. I would have thought dancer because, like, they're in, like, professional.
Rhythm.
They're in good incredible shape. Like, I sat next to a gal who was on an airplane once who was a, what are the kick gals out of New York? They do the
Rockettes?
The Rockettes. Yeah. I sat next to a Rockette. And so we got to chatting, and she was like, well, let's grab a drink. And so I was like, oh, this is great. It's Rockette. Then I saw, like, the guys that she dates, and she said, like, the dancing community dates within the dancing community. Mm. Although she did say it's tough in dancing because a lot of them are gay.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God.
I'm gay.
I've never been more jealous of a group of men in my entire – they were, like, the best-looking, in-shape, ripped dudes of all time. I was like, how are you supposed to compete with that?
Not an ounce of fat on them, is there?
And you figure the rhythm and all that. I would think that a professional dancer would be the best lover in the world.
That's pretty good. Now, when we get down the list here, you may insert them into one of the professions, but I don't think so. Okay. So initially, I'm going to say no on that.
Okay. So you said no to firefighters. Military guys?
Military.
Yeah, I was just thinking like physical...
How about a personal trainer?
She did not say that. There you go. That's number four. Yeah. She says personal trainers come in at number four for reasons you'd expect. They keep fit and active. And this is what I'm saying. It's like, does that necessarily mean they're good in bed? Or that when you do them, it's just you think it's better because...
It's just a much better body.
It's just a better body. It's like when you, you know... Yeah?
It's true. It's like... But here's the thing that we've learned. And I think this is a tried and true thing, because we see like the Alex Rodriguez is of the world that cheat on like Jennifer Lopez, or like Hugh Grant cheated on who was he married to?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Can't believe that one.
And they always cheat with like fours and fives. But here, and this is the working theory that the eights and nines may not work for it. The four is doing stuff that the nine isn't.
Correct.
You know, but to your point, which one would you rather be with? You're probably perceiving the nine, no matter what, to be the better time. Unless you're a seasoned dirtbag and you've been around the world and you've had a bunch of nines, you're like, you know what? I kind of miss the Milwaukee Butterhog.
That's the Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie theory.
Exactly.
Because he could get anybody he wants.
Anyone he wanted.
And he ends up with her for the longest time. It's like, okay, she was doing some wild stuff.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, this is great. Yeah.
It's like when Sandy Bullock ended up with the Orange County Choppers motorcycle guys.
Exactly. That, and then he ended up cheating with like some Nazi tattoo artist hooker.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee
for the
that,
same reason.
Yeah, that girl was doing stuff that the America's sweetheart wasn't. Mm.
So she says, these guys have good strength and stamina, and they maintain a healthy lifestyle. This translates fantastically in the bedroom, she says.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going with...
Coming in third. Now, this is a surprise to me.
All right, I'm going with, and this may be a little weird, but I've always heard that this is the industry where everyone humps the most. I'm going with pilot.
Not pilot.
Because I always thought, like, the pilots do real well, and you hear that they're out there spreading it around.
Ooh, how about nurses?
Okay, you're onto something.
Or like medical professionals.
Yes, yeah. Medical professionals are third.
They know the anatomy.
She says, doctors, surgeons, and physiotherapists, anyone with a strong grasp of how the human body works.
There you go.
She says, this should come as no surprise that anyone with a university-level understanding of female anatomy would be incredibly good in bed because they know exactly where everything is.
Makes sense.
And I'll see if I can find it, but there's also some study that medical professionals have the highest percentage of cheating on their partners or spouses of any profession. So. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they get around a bunch.
She said she's a fan of these men because they don't need to explain... They don't need her to explain how her body works, and therefore the sex is better because of it. These men know exactly what they are doing when it comes to stimulating the female body. All right.
Yeah! All right, all right, all right.
Okay, so we got a break. I'll give you the top two when we get back.
Yeah.
One, pretty obvious, or at least should be.
I got one that I feel pretty, and I'm assuming that not everyone has gotten this, but she's had to have.
Yeah, somebody asked, how many dudes do you have to bang to have enough data points to judge this?
A couple hundred, maybe?
It's a great question. I think more than that.
Like 1,000?
A lot.
Okay.
How many would you say you would need from each profession to get an idea of whether they generally are good or bad?
Right.
Like, a lot. At least 5 people, right?
Something like that.
I also wonder this, because clearly by looking at this gal, she's smoking hot. She has her own website. She's been voted by some sort of industry standard.
100 times?
The more. Best.
200 times.
Yeah, I looked that up. That was the Australian Adult Industry Awards.
So the question becomes, what if teachers are slanging it better than anyone, but how many teachers? No teacher can afford her. I'm guessing she is very expensive.
That's a fair point. I do think you have to think in terms of who is getting a high-end escort. Yeah.
Maybe Outlaw Biker would be very high on that list, a la Jesse James, but I'm not certain that the Outlaw Biker is going down these roads. She's hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, legit.
All right, we'll get to the top two next. 619 on the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah. All right, so we've got a high-end escort. She's in Sydney, Australia.
By the way, she starts at $1,000 an hour.
That's it?
I was a little surprised.
Pay to fly her to you. So.
Well, no, that's a whole other thing. If you happen to be in Sydney, it's $1,000. It says that if for her to fly to you, then it says to inquire. But yeah, like that's $1,000 for an hour is a lot. But I assume someone who's this, she's been in Playboy, she's got all these awards. I would have thought that was closer to like $4,000 or $5,000 an hour.
Yeah.
So are we saying that this is a good value?
I think it is.
$1,000?
I mean, that's a lot, but I don't think that that's
for
that.
For certain types of men.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's that bad.
Yeah.
I don't know about $4,000 or $5,000, but, you know.
I guess you can
couple
film.
Grand an
you
hour.
Can film for $1,500.
Nice.
$5,000 if you want to, like, hang out with her for the day.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know.
Because there are some dudes that the companionship matters too.
Yeah,
be like, a little walk
like
around.
Tiger.
With, well, like go out, take her to a restaurant. Like, yeah, this is the girl that I brought to dinner with me.
Yeah, they want
to
like, show her.
Yeah, people want to do that.
Yeah, the she's got a whole thing on here. The dinner date is 4 hours. You get 2 hours of dinner or whatever you want, and then 2 hours of fun. $2,500. Dinner not included.
What a great bit! I want to do that. I'll go to dinner with you, and then we'll do it. You give me $2,500 and I'll never see you again. Perfect.
Yeah, if you want a full day, that's going to be $6,500. $6,500 to just go, and you know the dudes that can pay that, you're probably doing some pretty cool stuff.
Now, can you do it all day? Or does the doing it, is that only in the 1 hour? I mean, I don't know how it all works.
I'm guessing everything is on the table. This is just
yeah.
For a price, you can do it as many times as you want.
$6,500. So maybe that's the best deal if you're like a doctor.
Or something. Yeah.
You can.
She also has a friend of hers named Candace Kane in Sydney that will hang out with you as well. That's a whole thing. She's got a whole website, and you know, there's policies, there's etiquette, there's extras, there's deposits.
So her name is Katia Cortez, and she has revealed the professions that make men better at sex. No. Number 4 was personal trainer.
Mm.
Number 3, doctors and medical professionals.
I'm going with professional athlete.
That was going to be my next guess, yeah.
Number 2 is, what'd you say, professional
athlete? I'm going professional athlete. She's in Australia. I'm guessing like there's some rugby players down there.
That is correct.
Swimmers, basketball players.
Yep.
She says
shape, stamina, all that stuff.
She says, according to Miss Cortez, anyone who takes care of themselves and has good stamina makes a better lover. But the difference between professional athletes and trainers is athletes know what they are capable of. I have noticed that sports stars and athletes are much more in tune with their bodies and how to move them, so I give them the number 2 spot.
So we're missing number 1.
It's going to be a freak, huh? Because all these other people physically maybe fit the bill
now,
more.
Does this fit the bill of the physical thing, or is this a little bit of a wild card, number 1?
Mm. She claims, like, I don't see it this way, but I'm also not a high-end female escort.
No one is paying you $6,500.
Or am I?
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
I'm going to show you my boobs.
What was that show? There was a show on Showtime called Gigolos that ran for a while that was about male escorts. I don't know if it was real, but it was a bunch of dudes out of, like, one of them was named like Brick or something.
Nice.
Followed a bunch of dudes. They were in Vegas And I can assure you, you've never seen a bigger group of douchebags in your life. But they were, I always wondered if it was real because they would like show like the women that were hiring them. I was like, that.
Yeah,
that can't.
That's got to be set up.
I would
assume, they're signing a waiver.
I don't know. Yeah, it was called Gigolos. I don't remember when that ran, but yeah, there was a show for a while on
that. What kind of women are getting male hookers?
I only know about the ladies on Gigolos.
Well, who were they?
It was ladies with money in Vegas. Like they would always go to like their house, and it was always some like really nice house, and it was like they always put it out like, oh, she's a busy lady that doesn't have time, and you know, that sort of thing.
Or, I mean, I could see a scenario too where it's someone who's older who doesn't want to go to a bar scene, wants to get some, but like also isn't going to go throw themselves at somebody at 11 p.m. Over cocktails.
Well, and I'm guessing it might be the same thing. Like, if you get some dude that's got a bunch of money but isn't a great-looking guy, he just may, well, like, the women that he can get on his own, he's like, I'd rather pay.
Just skip all the BS.
Yeah, and maybe it's the same thing. If you're a gal and maybe you got, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 extra pounds, but you want to go with some dude that looks like a model, and that's not going to happen to you at a bar, but you got money, you're a VIP, well, make that happen. But I don't know, like, is the male high-end hooker world even like a, is that even like a big industry?
I'll let you know.
Please. Put a, you do got that, you got that Italian beefcake photo of yours. Put that out there in a fedora. I'm guessing the internet would probably tell us the answer to this, but I'm kind of afraid to Google high-end male escort.
Why? Right, what could go wrong?
All right, here we go.
Number one, sports radio host.
Yeah. AM, I'm assuming, right?
AM talk show host.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No,
Are you kidding me?
Well, I really
am
enjoy
kidding.
The show. Thank you. Bye.
I'm Googling Portland male escort.
What if Dusty comes up?
That would be the great... Oh, boy. The first thing that popped up was rent.men.
Haven't we done this before? Yes.
Have we done this?
And number one...
Oh, boy. Should I agree and enter rent.men? I think I should.
She says they're the best... Tradies.
What are tradies?
Tradies?
Oh, like plumbers?
Tradesmen.
Oh, okay.
Construction.
Blue collar.
Plumbing, yeah. Electric.
Look, yeah. That makes me happy that the blue collar men are out there working.
She says, who doesn't love a tradie? There's just something so hot about the thought of a man doing something gritty and manly. I think this is a huge part of the allure of the tradie, which taps into something primal as a female. As not only do tradies have a real practical job, but it's seeing a man do manly, rugged things or a man who works hard and plays harder when he gets home. They also typically have a lot of upper body strength, which certainly comes in handy. So when they say tradies get the ladies, they weren't wrong.
Tradies get the ladies.
Then what do they need her for?
She says that she always comes across outliers, mm-hmm. men who work in boring industries, but they're amazing in bed. On average, she says men who are healthier and have good physical fitness tend to be better performers than those who are unhealthy or unfit. Yeah, no kidding.
So this comes down to just don't be a fat piece of
crap. Yeah, it kind of seems like that with her. She's like, because, I mean, are the tradies better in bed or are they just, you know?
Well, I mean, isn't that...
They work with their...
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, I couldn't be more uncomfortable being on the side. I'm going to have to get off of here. This is weird. I ate ass. I was trying to get a price, but it doesn't look like this one has prices on it.
Would you like her three tips for being a better lover?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay, guys, pay attention. She says, prioritize endurance training. She wants you to go a long time.
Love you a long time.
I mean, if you're paying $1,000 for the hour, you use like 4 minutes of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not ideal. She gives you a whole hour. That's the smart. That's where she makes her money.
Yeah.
She's like, here, give me $1,000. I'll give you a whole hour. What guy uses the whole hour?
Well, I guess the tradesman.
I mean, I bet not. I bet less than you think.
But my, you know, you're not. There's no discounts for.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's not like, oh, okay, now I'll prorate that at $412.
Yes. This guy says I'm a tradie, baby, and in good shape. Well, there you go. He's out there getting it done.
You're a jackhammer.
That's right. Jackhammer operator.
She says, prioritize endurance training. Know how to use what you have. And don't be a selfish lover.
True story. So basically, this is all just common knowledge.
Yeah, isn't the be a generous lover like the most obvious thing that everyone said forever? Every woman in Cosmo or whatever? Like,
well, I'm guessing from her perspective, even though we think this is all common sense, she probably sees a lot of a lot of bad lovers.
Let's be honest. Can we just say in general, there's probably a S ton of men and women, by the way, that have no idea what they're doing. Like, everyone, this is like, sex has to be like driving. Everyone thinks they're good at it, and yet when you look around at the road and you realize there's a million terrible drivers, very few people probably admit. And by the way, I'll bet you there's a ton of women that don't know that they're terrible either, because that exists as well. There's always that stigma of like, the male doesn't know what he's doing. There's plenty of gals that don't know what they're doing either. Don't just be pointing fingers.
Yeah, we could do a whole nother segment on that. Hop on this jock.
Well, it's one of those things that, like, you know, if you don't figure out what you're doing, a lot of, like, where do you learn? Especially if you're not very experienced. Like, you're just expected to come out, like, you know, being Dennis Smith Jr., and that's not always the case, you know?
That's right. It's like Alex Molden's talk yesterday.
Yeah, you got to learn.
Yeah, this is just like Alex Molden's talk yesterday.
You got to learn how to be a leader. You got to learn how to slang that
word. That's right. You have to know, you have to like realize that you don't know things, as opposed to just you're like, oh, I'm great. Are you?
Yeah, well, a lot of men just think they're great.
Exactly. 100%.
About everything.
Yes. Literally about everything. Hence the old, you know, I could take a punch from Mike Tyson, or I can fight a hippo, and, you know, all that crap. There's nothing that males do better than over, like, estimating their physical or mental capabilities. The greatest of all time, the smartest man alive. There's an entire group of people that worship people like that.
All right, well, The Rock isn't all he's cracked up to be now, is he?
No, not in this case.
That's next. Here's Buck. Now to The Rock news. Some controversy here.
Yeah.
The Army is having buyer's remorse after an $11 million marketing campaign with the United Football League and Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
By the way, I could have told the Army and saved them $11 million. Great idea to partner with the UFL.
Well, I think it's more The Rock. It's not the UFL.
But the partnership was with the United Football League and then through The Rock.
Yeah, they could have partnered with his tequila company and had some better success there.
See, I know, well, maybe, but I think The Rock, I mean, I just think the UFL is probably the only way they get to The Rock.
Yeah.
But this is about The Rock.
Sure.
Because it's the Army. So The Rock, you know, big tough guy, he's out there saying, hey.
He's got a giant social media following.
Enlist in the Army.
Hey.
So the high dollar, high profile deal likely didn't lead to a single new recruit in the Army and may possibly have had a negative impact on finding new enlistments, internal documents and emails reviewed show. The service may even seek to get some of its money back.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're. I saw an article where I think they're seeking six of the 11 back.
Yeah, because they said that he has.
He's got millions of followers.
Millions. He has almost 400 million followers. Yeah, it's 396 million. This is just Instagram.
And he's always promoting things. Like, he is, no matter what he's doing, and he does some fun stuff on there, but everything is a promotion. And I mean everything.
So they value each of his social media posts at $1 million. And they were expecting him to have five posts. Yeah. He only did two.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, we want our money back. They're saying that it was so catastrophic, this deal, it led to a projected loss of 38 enlistments.
38 people decided not to enlist.
You know what? I'm not going to be in the Army. Thanks, Rock.
That's the UFL and The Rock. I don't know how you figure that out, but that is
ready
awesome.
To fight for my country. Hold on one second here. The Rock is hawking this now? No, no, no.
Hold on, everybody.
By the way, this is a major problem. We do not have...
No.
We don't have soldiers. We don't have people that are enlisting. And I guess we don't have people that... we've had to keep lowering standards. And we still can't get people with physical standards to get into the military. No one wants to do it, and no one can do it. It's a major thing.
Army planners use various metrics to judge whether time and money could be better spent in other efforts. And the effort and resources spent on the UFO were seen by the service as a net negative for recruiting.
You got to admit, that's got to be embarrassing for the Army and the Rock. That someone pays you $11 million and you end up losing them 38 recruits?
I got to say, America, yeah! It is a little surprising that he lost. I mean, he should have fulfilled his...
Yeah. What if he knew it was a disaster? He was like, I can't do this. I just... Well, and it's such a weird thing. Like, I don't know what would get people to enlist anymore.
Well, look, if I said to you, hey, the Army really needs people, let's get a big, high-profile celebrity.
He would be a pretty good one.
Dude, he's like top five. Yeah.
Well, did you see, too, that their previous venture that flopped? The $11 million is one thing. They spent almost $90 million to sponsor a NASCAR car, and they believe it led to exactly $90 million. They said that it didn't lead to one confirmed, enlistee.
Yeah,
$90 million, and they thought that, and this is, they thought the NASCAR one would be good because, look, I'm not trying to poke a bear or anything. Most of the a lot of the military recruits come from Southern families, right? It is a blue collar Southern poor kind of thing that it tends to be the demographic. It's not a lot of urban area, high income families. And so they thought the NASCAR thing, which obviously kind of pedals to, you would think, kind of more of a Southern blue collar thing. I guess it was an unmitigated disaster.
Probably because they're all older, or I mean, not all, but mostly older, mostly out of shape.
Well, and they're
fat, uneducated, pure.
Well, and they were saying too that, like, they don't know, like, all their ads are still very much TV based, like the old, you know, some of those old military ads were really cool.
Yeah, the one with like Marines fighting a dragon or something like
and
that.
And they're saying that none of the people they're trying to reach watch any of that crap anymore.
That's right. They say that in here.
And they're just out of touch.
Well, they just don't. Television isn't a thing.
Yeah.
No one has to watch commercials
for them. Well, I don't know what you do to try to get kids in the Army.
Apparently, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not
The Rock.
With The Rock and the UFL.
My kid had it. So my kid dated a girl that was in that had enlisted. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of went down this road for a brief.
Thought about it?
Yeah. Well, we went to the thing.
The office. Yeah.
And we were sitting down in there. I was livid because it just, the whole thing, their pitch was bad.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, he does not want to do this. He's doing this because this girl. Yeah. Like, this is, all of this is wrong. But, you know, you kind of have to hear him out.
You got to,
like,
let him see, you know.
Yeah. But it was not, I was not impressed. Let's put it that way.
And I feel like there used to be a huge incentive of, like, oh, well, it's a good way to get your education paid for. But now there's so many other ways. It's been proven that either, one, your education doesn't equate to what you're going to make in the real world, or you don't need it to do trade jobs and things like that. Like, that's not an incentive anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is right, but I've heard these staggering numbers, someone on the Vancouver Four text line saying 70% of Americans of age can't qualify physically. I do know that because there's a couple guys that I follow that are old military guys, like David Goggins talks about this, and Tim Kennedy, that we have already it's a small pool of people because of the age thing, but when you add in the physical requirements, we just don't have kids that can do it, even if they want to do it. Like, the recruiters have to turn people away, and there's not many of people that are showing up. So it's a real crisis in our military.
Have you seen a high school PE class recently? Yeah, there's like two or three kids that are good athletes. Yeah,
it's not good. I don't know what we do. I don't know what we try. You know the number one recruiting tool that was for the U.S. military that worked? Do you know? They say it was.
I'm gonna guess like they use girls or something.
Top Gun.
Oh.
Top Gun, that movie, was the best. They say it was the most successful recruiting tool in modern military history.
The first one or the new one?
The first one.
Yeah. Well,
when Top Gun came out, and to be fair, like, my stepbrother and me went and saw that movie when we were little. I wanted to be a pilot, and then I ate my way out of the cockpit, and football took me in a different direction. He ended up joining the Air Force and becoming a pilot. There are a lot of people, and I know, like, nowadays, like, people look back on that Real Pilots and they mock Top Gun. Look it up, dude. That thing, because the military agreed to lend their jets and their support to that movie, and it was phenomenal, which is why they bent over backwards this last time to do Top Gun Maverick, and it didn't have the same. And that's the other one, too, is like, I just don't know if kids today think the military is cool.
I don't think, I think largely they do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, F that.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I can see in a different life, when I was growing up, I really thought the military was cool. I thought going to Annapolis and joining the Naval Academy or going out to West Point, I thought that was a really, really, and I still do. I think the people that go do that, I'm in awe of them. And there was always part of me that like had a desire to do that. But again, I was an offensive lineman. I had other things and it just didn't.
Well, you know, the problem is,
but
I just don't think they spend enough money every year.
What do
I mean,
you
mean? It's only $776 billion in the defense budget. I mean, they're just, they're kind of strapped for cash. I don't know how, I mean, that's the first problem. You want to get recruits, you got to get more money.
Steal that guy's money.
What if we started taking some of that $1 trillion and just paying people a lot of money to go do it? Instead of, because it feels like the number one thing to incentivize anyone is just pay them a bunch
of money. You want to be a soldier? $100K a year. Let's go.
I think it's going to take
more. Not in the budget.
Yeah. But I do. Like, I contend when we were growing up, and certainly the generation before us, the military was a noble, really cool thing. And I just don't think it is anymore, to where The Rock or NASCAR ain't moving that needle.
If you went to every high school in America and you said you can make $100K right out of high school, no college education, would that work?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would help. But yeah. Here's the, and I've heard this so many times from friends I know that are vets, and here's one. As a vet, unless you're dirt poor, I wouldn't recommend it. I got treated like dirt. There are a lot of people I know that are in the military or that were in the military and do not speak, especially if you're just a regular enlisted guy. You didn't go to one of the academies.
I think the word's out on that. Yeah. Like, I feel like if you have your ears open, your eyes, you've been paying attention, you know that it's not what they say it is when they pitch you.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
So you have to be ready for that. But it could be good for some people. I have a family member that a young kid who's 21, 22 now, who's in it and is really enjoying it. And it was great for his life because his life was not going the right way.
It can straighten you out.
It really was good for him. But there just aren't enough of those.
Nope. And then someone else says boys are fat, attached to their phones and phony video games, not military material. There is a real problem with that too. 100%. So we've kind of got a confluence of things coming together where there was an article I read like a week or so ago saying that if we got into a hypothetical, you know, world war, you know, where you had Russia, China thing, we don't, like a massive one, we don't have soldiers.
That's a good thing most of those are going to be solved by buttons from here on out.
I hope so.
Robots, baby, robots.
You imagine if we instituted a draft and we started pulling people that didn't want to be in the military?
People are
flags, trucks, balls,
people just start eating their way out of qualifying.
You see all these videos too of like the super lib kids that are like, draft me, see what happens. I'm like, yeah, you realize that's a felony, right? Just you can't.
America,
that would never happen. I'm like, it did happen, and it wasn't that long ago. It's called Vietnam. Just saying, like they can do that. Some guy with cat ears that's like, I'll go fight in the war as Mr. Whiskers.
Well, he might, you know. I mean,
it's terrifying.
He might take some bros out.
He might ask you to take your shirt off.
Mr. Whiskers is out there with a rocket launcher.
Take off your shirt and throw me. All right. Well, anyway, The Rock sucks.
He can't get kids to enlist, and I don't know.
Look, if The Rock can't get kids to enlist, that's a problem.
It ain't gonna be me.
Could Sydney Sweeney do it?
Yes.
If you put enough of her in the military.
Put her in the ads.
Well, this part is my Hookers for Heroes program. Maybe we do. Like, I still contend that would have solved like most of the mass shootings. Maybe this solves our problem and we.
Yeah, you're right. If you want to make the military the coolest thing on the planet, or at least in the United States,
you enlist, I guess, and then that happens.
You pay them, not even $175,000 a year right out of the right out of high school, and we're going to get you laid.
Yeah.
Those two things.
That's right.
You will have a line around the block
as part of basic training. Hey, you wake up and you do PT. Guess what's part of PT?
Now here's an AR. Go kill people.
I think we just solved the military crisis.
I think we did.
We did. America, yeah.
Sign right here. We wrap it up next on The Fan.
Yeah, flags!
Put them in jail! Yee-hoo!
My kid's at Lollapalooza right now.
Where's that?
Chicago.
Oh, they're doing it. They do it here in Chicago.
One of his buddies already has COVID.
Jeez.
So you're getting it again.
Yeah, you're going to get COVID.
I'm not going near those two.
Whatever. You're getting
it. I'm not going near him.
Look, Vegas is...
See you in a month.
Vegas is already... Well, you're going somewhere in August. Where are you going?
August?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, we're just going to Black Butte.
Oh, yeah, you'll get COVID there.
Hey, Rob, remember when you were poo-pooing Blake Snell earlier in this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a no-no going in the seventh.
I never said he wasn't good, you idiot. F you.
You're gonna... the odds are in. You're the odds-on favorite to get COVID.
I tell you what, I think I still have COVID. I still feel it. I'm going home, going to bed. I think I have long COVID.
Hey, that's no joke, man. I had a buddy of mine that had that for like a year and a half.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
He just felt like he was like in a general like funk for
tired.
Over a year, tired, and like yeah. Sore throat, and
yeah.
Some smell stuff.
Pretty cool. I loved COVID. Pretty cool virus. Pretty cool. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We're back Monday, 3-7 to Fang tonight.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.